The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Monday evening's action in Kilbeggan. We're back over the obstacles in Ireland. It's a national hunt card, a seven race card to look forward to as well. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yes, morning.
Are you well?
I'm fine, yes. I'm fine. All good.
Good man. Bit of jumps action to look forward to in Ireland this evening. What do you make of the card in Kilbeggan?
Yeah, it's all right, actually, Mark. Yeah, should be a good card tonight. Not a bad standard, actually. Really good hurdle race, the 7 o'clock. Good clash between Blessing Eject, King Lear, 7:30. Typical handicaps scattered around. And actually, probably the best race of the night is the final race. So it'll certainly be pay to stay around and hang on for that one. Colin Annam,
yeah.
Midnight Game and Highbrow Blue. Three very useful recruits for this time of year.
Yeah, should be good stuff. Let's get stuck into the action then. The first race is the 6 o'clock, and we start with Martinstown Opportunity Maiden Hurdle. It's over the extended 2 miles and 3 furlongs, and Spotfine is the 5-2 favourite this morning. Better Part of Me is 3-1, 7-2 for Dancing Roe, 8-1 for Dunscaith, 9-1 for Salt Mills Blackie, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Spotfine at the top of the betting, Andy. Still a maiden after 24 attempts, several seconds in there, but... Would you be going taking 5-2 about a 24 race maiden?
No, it'll be 25 attempts and counting after tonight. I just desperately want to oppose this horse every single time it sets foot on the racetrack, and I urge podcasts to do the same again tonight. Don't touch this horse at favourite. He's always a weak favourite. He's always put in favourite as well, which is always bizarre. You know, his record tells you all you need to know about this horse. He just doesn't try a yard, basically. He tries up to a point, but when push comes to shove and you ask him to race off the bridle, he just spits the dummy out. So yeah, he's definitely worth taking on. So you'd imagine the winner come from Better Part of Me or Dancing Row. Dancing Row would probably be the most logical choice for course form and experience over hurdles, having run pretty much every his best races around this track. He's raced 4 times around this course. He's hit the frame every single time. The slight negative with him is he's obviously been off the track for quite a while, so we don't really know his well-being, but if he's spot on after his 264-day life, he's the most likely winner. And at 4-1, you know, 7-2, 4-1, you could probably back him fairly safely each way with assurance he's sure to hit the frame again. Better Part of Me, questions to ask slightly after a modest run on his last start. It was a national flat race at Downpatrick, but he just didn't quite come down the hill there, Dave, and watch the tapes back on him. He was going really well and then just seemed to cut out, not stride out, whatever you want to call it. But then he did actually run on quite nicely up the hill again. So he probably isn't as totally lost cause as that run suggests. The fact that he was 11-10 favourite off the back of a point-to-point win suggests he's a good horse. And interesting that Gordon Elliott has put the tongue tie on as well. So he might have just made a noise as well. So it's a toss of the coin, really. Do I go with the experienced track horse who's been off the track, or do I go with the one who's probably got the most improvement and could easily justify his market position last time? But yeah, usually safety with me from an each-way perspective, so I'll stick with my each-way policy and go with Dancing Row.
Okay, Dancing Row each way in the 6 o'clock then.
Okay.
On to the 6:30 next, and this is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and over, and Castle's Rock is the 9-4 favourite, 11-4 for Poetic Lord and Sizing Venezuela, 11-1 for Bashful Beauty, 16s for Eye of Horus and Ryan's Might and the Fiddler of Dunedin, and then it's 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. So the market concentrating on Castle's Rock, Poetic Lord and Sizing Venezuela. Andy, do you see the winner between those three?
Yeah, I can make the case out for another horse at a price as well. I'll touch upon him in a second. But the first three in the betting have all got reasonable form. One of them's got probably a little bit more to prove, and that's Sizing Venezuela, who's 5-4 favourite to win a bumper at Fairy House the last time we saw him. He's clearly had his problems. The fact that now he's lining up here 6 months later suggests that. But it was a decent race. He ran in as well first time out at Fairy House. You know, it contained the likes of Windsor Park and Value at Risk, horses who applied their training much sterner company later on to the season. So the fact that he was 5-4 certainly suggests that he can operate at a fairly decent level. It's just whether he's improved significantly enough now he's trained by Henry de Bromhead. Keep your eye on him in the market. That's all I'll say about him. The other two, Cassell's Rock and Poetic Lord, have both shaped quite well in their respective recent races. Cassell's Rock in a main hurdle down in Tipperary behind the runaway winner Koenig. Polish Rock, who was fourth in that race, has won since, so that form doesn't look too shabby. And Poetic Lord, I thought, actually ran in the best race last time out behind Ballycorus and Voluptua. You know, that was a smart race down in Roscommon. The winner's well thought of, so is the second. He just didn't quite get home in the end, this horse, was my sort of lasting impression of him that day. And even though it's a good ground in the Racing Post and the forecast, it was actually a lot softer than that. They had quite a bit of rain in the Roscommon area that day, and he probably just got a bit tired late on, considering the conditions just deteriorated. So I'd probably go with him, Poetic Lord. And the other one I said I'd mention at price is the Fiddler of Dineen. He was in the process of running a huge race last time out down in Roscommon when he tipped up going down the back strap, but he was well clear at the time, and this sharp track could certainly well suit him. And at 16:20-1, he probably might give you a good run for your money from the front, but I'll stick with Poetic Lord. I think the form of that race at Roscommon is fairly useful.
OK, Poetic Lord then, the selection in the 6:30 on to the 7 o'clock next, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles, and a good handicap hurdle to look forward to as well, with 7-2 joint favourites this morning, Indian Icon and Top Spin. Grand Partner is 4-1, 15-2 for Cold Stone Sober, Ebazan is 8-1, 11-1 for Honourable Emperor and Goal, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you like for the 7 o'clock, Andy?
I'm amazed that the horse that I fancy in this race is such a big price. The top weight here, I really like his chances here. Days Ahead, I can't quite understand why he's 14-1. I suggest we should back him if we can get that price. I'd put him in single figures here because I don't think he's been running too badly of late. Ran well on the flat down in Tremor, behind Way Down South. And, you know, that horse has won again subsequently. And then another really decent effort, really, to be honest, on the figures at Roscommon the other day in a race which is won by Take Your Cap Off in a very strongly run race. They went a good gallop that day. Kilcarry Bridge, who was favourite and tipped on the podcast, went off in front as expected and made it a really good gallop. And four of them pulled into the home straight, travelling really well, and they went all the way to the line and went well clear of the rest, including Days Ahead, who made a bad mistake at the third last. It was a real earth-shuddering error as well by this seven-year-old. Certainly knocked his nose out of joint, but he did really well actually to carry on as he did and finish only six lengths behind the runaway winner. He's clearly in the form of his life at the moment. I think that form represents definitely the best recent effort from quite a few of these in this race. And dropping back down in trip from a yard who's in good form, they've had two or three winners in the last week or two. I think Days Ahead's hugely overpriced here. And, we should get stuck into him at that price. I think Grand Partner's probably the strongest one of the ones at the front end. I think he's been dying to drop back to the minimum two-mile trip since he won a bumper. His three runs have been over 2 mile three, 3 miles and 2 mile fours respectively. Certainly last time out he didn't quite get home at Punchestown, but he was up against Crape Glory, who won the other day down in Down Royal. Star Power, who was fifth, has also won since. So I think that form of that race is certainly equal or up to the standard required for this race. And at 4-1, he's probably worth a little saver. But Days Ahead simply can't be 14-1, surely.
OK, Days Ahead then each way in the 7 o'clock. The 7:30 is the next race, and this is a novice hurdle over 3 miles. And Bless Inject is the even money favourite. King Leon, a bit of money for that this morning, 13-8 into 11-8 second favourite. War of the Pennies is 11-2, 13-2 for Wandering Angus, and then 33-1 or bigger prices the rest. So 8 of them in the lineup, Andy. Probably not too many of them to concentrate on here, and it's priced up as if a match between Bless Inject and King Leon. Do you see it that way yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I think Marcus got this one spot on. Should be a good clash between the two. I'd imagine that Robbie Power had set his stall out from an early stage and try and ride the race from the front on King Leon like he did last time out at Ballinrobe. He was actually pressed for the lead that day, so I thought this horse did really well in the cold light of day to see off challenger after challenger. I actually think he was probably a little bit better than the length winning margin as well. I think the fact that he was softened up a bit probably made him be less impressive than he was in the end. But hopefully tonight he gets an uncontested lead around a sharp track, up in trip over on ground that suits. And I'd fancy him to turn over Blessing Jack here, who comes here also in good form, having won at Punchestown the other day, and of course Star Power was second, has won since. So there isn't a great deal between these two. I'm not suggesting we should have the crown jewels on King Leon, but I do like him. I think he's a real good summer jumping prospect in the making for Maiden O'Brien. And yeah, so I'd probably take him to beat Blessing Jack on this occasion.
Okay, on to the 8 o'clock next race, 5 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles, and whilst we have 16 of them in the lineup this morning, there's a lot of money around for She Be Fine. She's 11-4 into 2-1 at the time of recording. Better Back Bob is 6-1, 7-1 for JR Time, 15-2 for Fast Exit, Calico Kim is 9-1, 12s for Couleur de la Loire, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. So quite a move on She Be Fine this morning, Andy.
Yeah, well, yeah, on the evidence of that win the other day in the Maiden Hurdle down at Wexford, she looks very well treated here, potentially, off a mark of just 95. I think if Handicapper had a chance to sort of reassess her and do his sums again, then he'd probably take evasive action here. And, yeah, the ground is obviously the key to her. The faster surface at Wexford suited her much better than the soft ground she's been running on largely throughout the remainder of the early part of her career. And, you know, she won by 12 lengths in the style of a horse who's probably capable of a lot more. She's plenty short enough at 7-4, but she certainly is the most likely winner and probably would just about get the vote here, because I didn't think there was that many in this race that were scared of or that could potentially be well handicapped. The only other one I'd mention in a favourable light would be Calico Kim, who saves all his best form for this track. Sorry, she saves all her best form for this track. She's won 3 times in 9 starts. She ran over fences last night down in Downpatrick, a track that probably doesn't play into her strengths. She does much prefer a much flatter surface like this one. And the last time she ran here, she was desperately unlucky. She just got nutted literally right on the jamstick when the old Akatara, the track specialist Akatara, came in and picked her pocket late on. But is she sure to go well again? Fast ground, Kilbeggan, 3 miles, Ryan Tracy on board. I think if you're looking for an alternative to the short price favourite, then she's the one. But she'll be fine. Would get the first choice.
Okay, the penultimate race this evening, race 6 on the card, is a handicap chase over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and overrated, 0-116, and Zadsky is the favourite this morning at 9-4, 7-2 for Doc Hollywood. Ross Narai is 6-1, 7-1 for Fever Pitch. Fourth Class is also 7-1, 15-2 for Ballysteen, 9-1 for Russian Regent, and then 14-1 and double figure prices for the other runners. So what are your thoughts in the penultimate race, Andy?
Yeah, probably the strongest bet on the card runs here, Mark. That's the 8-year-old Zardski, who has run 3 times here around Kilbeggan and appears to appreciate the tight nature of this particular course. The first time he shipped up here, he was 3rd behind Wise Oscar in a very competitive handicap chase on soft ground. And then he came here on the 25th of April this season, and he just found 1-2 good, and that was Aces and Kings, who absolutely adores Kilbeggan. He does love a sharp track, and unfortunately Zardski just couldn't quite reel him in, even though he tried as hard as he can. And then the last time he ran here was on the 1st of June, their last meeting here at Kilbeggan, and he bumped into Rivage d'Or, who many podcasters know is a very smart horse trained by Desi Hughes. The 5th horse in that race that night, Fisher Bridge, went on to win at Down Raw the other day. He won the Galway Plate Trial, so the time of that race, the form suggests that that's probably the best form on offer here. That was a 0-122, so he does take a bit of a nosedive here in company, 0-116, and a lot of these basically come here out of form, or they're just very difficult to win with. You've got to go quite a way back to find a recent victory for many of these, so even though Zardski's only got 1 win in 21 himself, it's not as if the opposition exactly burst in a gut here either. Another major, major positive, they've got the main man on board for me. The Dark Destroyer, which is Barry Geraghty, takes the ride. And also the first-time cheek pieces are fitted as well to this 8-year-old. Just to sharpen him up a bit. Sometimes he kind of like faffs around and dosses around sometimes when he's in and somewhere near around front end of the race. So with that in mind, everything's in favour for Zardski to go well tonight. And even though he's a 9-4 chance, I do think he's the most likely winner here.
Okay, Zardski then in the 8:30, and the final race this evening is the 9 o'clock. We finish with a novice chase over 2.5 miles, and Kalin Anam is the 8-11 market leader, 5-2 for Midnight Gamed, 3-1 for Highbrow Blue, and then 50-1 for Froggy and See It As It Is. So three of them to concentrate on here, Andy, unless you fancy a 50-1 shot. And Kalin Anam odds on, do you see that being a fair price?
I think she's a worthy favourite. I don't think she's a fair price, but, you know, she's definitely got the best form coming into this race. She was in the process of going well first time out when she was well backed up. First time over fences at the Fairy House. She fell at the second last. Then she put the job right next time out at Limerick, actually jumping quite well in the main, although she displayed a little bit of suspect technique on one or two occasions. And just a few niggly errors on the way round caused her to finish 30 of the day behind Pageboy. But again, that was quite a good race. I think the smaller fences here will suit. And with Geraghty on board for the inform, Harrington, who had the winner of this race last year in the shape of Beachdale Lad, she's certainly the one to beat, 8 to 11. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be suggesting you know, you want to be laying her at that price. But I think there's only really one main danger here, and that's Highbrow Blue. I don't really fancy Midnight Game. I think he's not the force of old. But Highbrow Blue has certainly got plenty of upside in his profile. I love the way he jumped and got on with his work the first day when he won at Wexford. I thought his leaping was absolutely spectacular on that occasion, and looks as though fences are definitely going to be his game. He was then the massive gamble of the Martinstown Opportunity Final at Punchestown Festival. Unfortunately, that gamble came and stuck when he was back from 8-9-1 into 3-1, and he can only manage fifth. He was slightly disappointed again the next day when he was only, when he was 11-8 down in Down Royal. So I think a return to fences will certainly sharpen up his prospects. And if there is a danger or a scenario where the favourite will get beat, it could well be Highbrow Blue. I definitely think he's the value here at 3-1. And rather than put up an odds on Poke in the last, I'll take a chance at Paul Nolan's charge, pulls a rabbit out of the hat.
OK, Highbrow Blue then in the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, desperately want to oppose this spot fine in the first. That theory and strategy's paid 24 times over in, so far in his career. So let's go with Dancing Row each way, who also enjoys the track. In the 6.30, nasty little maiden hurdle there, but I thought Poetic Lord run down in Roscommon the other day was a good one, and he gets a vote there. Days ahead, 14-1 in the 7 o'clock. That's got to be one of the best bets on the card, particularly from an each way stance. In the 7.30, I'll go with King Leon to beat Bless Inject. The favourite in the next race looks as though she's got very persuasive claims and should win. She'll be fine, but for those that like horses at slightly more enticing odds, maybe Calico Kim fits that bill. Best bet on the card, Zardski, around about the 5-2 mark in the 8.30. And then Kalinanan, a worthy favourite in the last, but I thought Highbrow Blue back over fences might give him, might give the mare plenty to think about.
OK, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Enjoy the action in Kilbeggan this evening, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again later on in the week.
Will do. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.